Good morning. We continue to track the latest cold front into interior New York and New England from central New York. Out ahead of the front, a lot of clouds, scattered showers, and embedded heavier bursts of rain. Some places have not seen the rain yet, particularly in central and southern New England. And in these locations, even a little bit of sunshine to start the day, though clouds will tend to thicken and the rain showers will move through. So during the morning, a period of rain showers for everyone. Temperatures will be mainly in the 50s to start the day. After the front passes by, we'll have a clearing trend from northwest to southeast through the region. And as the clouds break up, temperatures will start to climb out of the 50s and mainly into the lower 60s with a return to sunshine by the end of the day. A northwest breeze will kick in, and that will prevent temperatures from reaching the record levels we saw in the 80s yesterday, but still seasonably pleasant for this time of year. High pressure will build in from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes tonight, and skies will be partly cloudy. It'll allow temperatures to drop back, though, and readings will be in the upper 30s to around 40 for overnight lows. That same high pressure will keep it dry tomorrow, with a mix of sun and clouds will rebound back into the upper 50s. We'll begin the next warming trend on Friday, full sunshine all day long and pleasantly mild with highs in the lower 60s. The next system will approach for the weekend. Out ahead of it, a south wind flow will push temperatures into the mid-60s on Saturday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds during the day, and there is the chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm as the warm front pushes by. We'll be in that warm zone of air on Saturday night and into the day on Easter Sunday, when high temperatures are expected to be in the 70s. Though with the next front heading through from the west on Sunday, we do run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Behind that front, we'll cool it back into the lower 60s on Monday and 50s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level trough is forecast to remain over much of the West Coast through the end of the week, which will allow a surface front to slowly track through the Pacific Northwest, Northern Great Basin, and Intermountain region. Widespread rain is forecast for much of coastal California, northward to Washington, and into the Northern Rockies, with snow for the higher terrain across that same region. Heavy snow will likely occur in the Northern Cascades and the Sierras over the next few days. Rain and mountain snow will spread into the Northern High Plains as a cold front crosses the Rockies into the day tomorrow. Meanwhile, showers and thunderstorms will span from the Southern Rockies to the upper Midwest as a surface front slowly moves south and east through the central United States. Some of the thunderstorms today across portions of New Mexico and western Texas may turn severe, in addition to producing periods of heavy rain. The Storm Prediction Center has identified the western portions of the southern plains as having a slight risk of severe thunderstorms embedded within some of the rain, and the heavier rain will continue with areas of flash flooding. At Mount Washington this morning, 35 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 41 degrees with a west wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with ice crystals and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 56 degrees, the dew point 54, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.09 inches, and it is starting to rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Fort Myers, Florida, Laredo and McAllen, both in Texas, Ocotillo Wells, California, and Eloy, Arizona, to a low of 6 at Gothic, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, lower 70s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms near 70, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, a new record, 87 degrees, a low 58. The average temperature, 73, that's 27 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.68 inches for the month and 11.73 inches of liquid precipitation for the year, which is 2.54 inches above normal. There were 8 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, 9 for the month and for the season, which is 9 above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees. The average low, 36. The record high, 84, set in 1977 and the record low 13 in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 6:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:34 p.m., 13 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, breezy, and cooler today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with morning showers, then increasing sunshine and breezy later today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine, breezy, and cooler today with highs in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with morning showers, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with morning showers, then increasing sunshine, breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, upper 50s, sunny, lower 60s Friday. Increasing clouds with a late-day shower or thunderstorm Saturday, mid-60s. Scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm Sunday, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, 61 Monday, and back into the 50s with mostly sunny skies Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.